Thank you very much, Harold, for joining us today.
Good morning.
And last night's city council meeting, one thing that I know a lot of people in this community are interested about is the update on the movie theater. It was closed over Memorial Day, and right now, well, actually, why don't you just talk about what you talked with the council last night and with the memo that you gave to the council.
Sure. As probably most of the community is probably aware, the city has been looking at and considering a possibility of probably partnering with the school district on providing an entrepreneurial class and using that movie theater as a training ground to teach entrepreneurship and et cetera. Because of that, that's kind of muddied the waters a little bit on different private entities that have been interested in purchasing that facility. There's been some rumors going around as far as what that building could be purchased for, et cetera, which is considerably less than what is currently advertised for. Our goal is we would like the movie theater to get up and running as soon as possible. Our preference would be is that it's run privately as opposed to the city running that. And so basically what I requested from the council was some clearer direction as far as how serious we were on acquiring that property and operating it or entering into a partnership with anybody. I think it was the consensus of the council last night that they agreed that we would prefer to see that owned and operated privately. And so I've been directed to basically prepare any necessary communications stating that at this time the city is not interested in purchasing or moving forward with that concept, as we will wait to see if there's any interest privately to operate it. Obviously, if things fall through and things aren't, no one is interested in owning and operating it privately, I think it is enough of a concern to the community and to the city as well that we would probably reconsider that decision at that point. But at this point, we just wanted to be clear that we are not going to move forward with that concept until all avenues have been exhausted and have fallen short as far as it being operated and owned privately.
And I think one thing that was brought up last night too that people may not think of necessarily is that it's important for the city, I mean, not just the good of the community that the movie theater be up because that's a nice tool for families, but also if no one does go into that building, it could fall into disrepair and that would be more of a project to kind of clean up than a normal building.
That's correct. I mean, obviously, the longer a building sits vacant, the more issues you're going to have. There are already currently some very costly issues to deal with in that building due to its age and et cetera. Those are all things that, besides just purchasing the building, the city would have to consider as far as remedying those issues and investing that money, et cetera. There would also be the cost of how it would be staffed and operated, et cetera. And at this time, it hasn't been discussed or addressed in the city's budget, and so we'll have to deal with those issues at a future date should things fall through and it's not able to succeed in the private market.
Moving on to another thing last night, you guys, after getting some of those bylaws with the boards and commissions finalized, you now have set up an application process for people to actually apply to the boards and commissions. Kind of explain what that is and what the difference is now between what it was before.
It's not meant to be very intensive or anything like that or to be a way to intimidate anybody from applying and serving on boards and commissions for the city. All we're looking for is just some general information, why you're interested in that position, et cetera. We just felt that it was necessary to have something that was consistent, that we're getting the same information from everybody, something that people can respond to and provide that information, and then it can be consistently distributed to the council and the mayor as they're considering those appointments, et cetera, and evaluating individuals that are interested in those positions. Obviously, we have several positions on boards and commissions throughout the city that are currently vacant, with the state also requiring gender equality on those boards. This is just a way to ascertain all that necessary information so the council can make informed decisions. And again, it's not very labor intensive. It's not asking for a lot of personal information. It's basically just asking for general information and what interests you have and why you feel you're qualified to serve in those positions.
And if people are interested in serving in a board or commission, how do they find out what vacancies there are and how do they pick up those applications?
Best thing to do would probably be to either contact the mayor or a council member or city staff here at City Hall. Eventually, at some point, as hopefully we begin to make renovations on the website and those kinds of things, that some of that information would also be available online as well as the form. But right now, currently, best thing to do is probably, as I said, contact councilmember, mayor, or staff, or come to City Hall and pick up a form and inquire.
And really, serving on a board or commission is a great way for someone to kind of understand actually how city government works.
Yes, and it's also a great way to be involved in your community and make sure that your interests and the direction you feel the community needs to be going in those specific areas is being addressed and taken into account.
And speaking of direction, that's a nice segue to kind of talking about last week's meeting. The city council met, prioritized what projects are important going ahead in the future. Obviously, it was limited funds that a city has, and the city council wanted to make a list of basically what's going to be the top priority and kind of going down what's most important so that when it comes time to make those decisions for the budget, they have an idea of where they want to go.
That's correct. They had some general discussion regarding different directions and projects and prioritization of those issues that they want to see addressed. Some of the main things that everyone kind of agreed on was we really need to do something with our website. We need to update that, make it more user-friendly. We also need to make it more administratively friendly for staff to keep up to date. I know that I've heard several times since being here some frustration regarding lack of updates, lack of information on the website, et cetera. You know, things need to be updated and those kinds of things. So that's an issue that we're going to have to look at and address as well. Another issue that came up was basically housing. We need to increase our housing stock within the community, particularly as different projects begin to take off. I mean, we have a lot of exciting projects on the plate right now, and if those really come to fruition and get going, housing is going to become even more in demand as we move forward. Also talking about economic development, we talked about the need to create an economic development committee and really continue to move forward on economic development. Obviously, there's a lot of projects going on, including downtown streetscape, bike trails. They spent some time talking about tennis courts and what we're going to do with those over at Ald Park. We also talked about housing rehabilitation program and really beginning to take an effort to make sure that our community is getting cleaned up and those properties are being addressed and code enforcement is taking place, but also that we're being an equal partner in providing a way for those individuals to actually invest in their properties and get that taken care of. And then we also talked a little bit about securing a grant writer to assist staff in writing for those grants to make sure that not all of that money is coming directly out of our community, but we are also looking and being successful in competing for outside financial resources to help support these goals and objectives as we move forward.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just wish everyone a happy holiday season. And again, if anyone ever has any questions, feel free to contact me at my office or come down and see me.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.